Welcome to the Digital Empires podcast. I'm Shruti Pangte, a full-time creator, Pinterest marketing expert, and entrepreneur. I went from a 9-to-5 hobby blogger to a full-time digital entrepreneur with complete location and financial freedom in less than 2 years, and I'm here to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious hustler looking to grow your influence, income, and impact online, then you're in the right place today. And with that, let's dive into the episode. Hi there, welcome. This is Shruti. And today I'm going to chat with you all about my different streams of income, how you can make money vlogging, and what are some of the key takeaways that I have from these different sources of income, and how I got to the point where I was able to build a multiple six-figure blog in less than 2 years. So for those of you who are new here and are not really familiar with my story, I've actually been blogging for about 5 years now. And my first sort of experiment with blogging was kind of accidental when I moved abroad from India to Germany and started a lifestyle blog, which was all about how to be an expat. Now, for about the first 2 years, I kind of just did that as a hobby and basically spent a lot of money in making a lot of mistakes and hosting that blog on the wrong platform. And after 2 years, I realized that actually there was a lot of demand for what I was writing. And in my head, that was just crazy. So that kind of opened, you know, this whole world of blogging for me, which kind of made me realize that there were so many different things I could do. And I really could potentially make a little bit of money out of this. So in 2018, in summer, I started a new lifestyle blog, which was going to be primarily aimed at travel. And the idea was just to make some extra side income because I was a student back then. And I kind of wanted to have a little bit extra income to travel around Europe and maybe, you know, have a little bit of savings and pay off my debt. And little did I know that starting that blog in, you know, with a serious mindset of trying to make it work would actually change my life. And in about a year, year and a half is when I started to see regular income come from that blog. And mostly I was making money through just one or two streams of income back at that point. And I'm going to share more in a little while about my streams of income. But there was one month I remember, and I was on holiday in Italy with my parents, and I made $3,000 that month from my blog. And I wasn't even actively blogging. I wasn't creating blog posts. I wasn't creating content. I wasn't promoting anything. And it just blew my mind that I could possibly make $3,000 in a single month without actively exchanging my time for that money. Now, most of us who are familiar with the corporate world or have worked a regular day job know that usually you get paid for the amount of time that you're putting in, and depending on the field that you're in, this could vary, but usually you have to kind of put in the specific hours in order for you to make a certain salary or income off of it. What was really mind-blowing for me at that point was that I could make this extra side income from my blog even without having to put specific number of hours, and I could basically work whenever I wanted, right? Now, this is not to say that it has not been a lot of hard work, because anybody who has a blog that, you know, has a decent reach and is making some amount of money from their blog knows how much work it is to actually set up and monetize a blog. But you absolutely can make your life simpler if you are following in the footsteps of someone who has probably already done that before and has faced similar issues. So my hope is that in this video, I'll be able to share with you some of those things that I learned and what that could mean for your blog as well. So when we're talking about the current streams of income, most of them relate to my latest business, which I started at the beginning of 2020, which is Digital Empires. And this is a business that's focused on business and marketing, essentially digital marketing. And all of the information, including this YouTube channel, is a part of this business. And the income streams that I'm going to refer to today are probably 90% from this business and about 10% from my other lifestyle blog, which I continue to run till date. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the income streams from the order of the least amount of money that they make me to the most. And I'm going to get started with the first, which actually makes the least amount of money for me every single month. And I'm not super proud of it because it has been on the back burner for a while, and that is affiliate marketing. Now, affiliate marketing isn't something very new or novel that came up in the last couple of years. It's been around for decades. As long as the internet, you know, industry has existed, affiliate marketing has been around. Now, you might have seen your favorite influencer or blogger on Instagram talk about their favorite cream and how you can get a 20% off code if you click on their link in their bio and buy that cream from them. That, my dear friend, is affiliate marketing. So that is essentially when you promote products and services that you like, and as a promoter, you get a certain percentage or a certain commission each time that product is purchased from your link. Now, there are obviously many other nuances about affiliate marketing as well, and it is one of the streams of income which is highly dependent on the niche or the industry that you're in. So there are niches, for example, like finance or even entrepreneurship, which generally have programs that pay money much higher versus niches such as gardening or pet food, which have programs that probably don't pay that much. And the reason being is that each audience is valued differently in the online world. Now, when you go to a finance blogger's website and you go and click on a credit card, then that person who has been acquired as a credit card customer is going to spend a lot of money over the years with the bank. And this is why the bank is probably going to pay a lot of money in commission to acquire that customer, which means that the percentage that you can earn in that niche is going to be higher. Now, this is going to be different if, for example, you are promoting products off of Amazon where the average order value is not that high. So let's say the average order value on Amazon is $20 and you are getting a 5% commission off of it, right? That doesn't really add up to a lot unless you have a huge audience and you're able to really monetize off of that as well. So personally, I have tried a lot of affiliate programs. I have tried affiliate programs in travel, in lifestyle, in health, in wellness, really a lot because of the first two blogs that I was running. However, what I realized time and time again is that within the travel niche, affiliate marketing was really a volume game. So this meant that a very high amount of people or a large audience of visitors needed to check out my blog every single month, and then a significant percentage of them had to convert into customers, and then if they converted into customers, I would get a small percentage of it. So the commissions would look like anywhere between $1 to $5. Now, when you're starting out as a blogger, this can be a great way to kind of, you know, get your feet wet in the world of like making money online, but you have to be realistic about your expectations of how much money you're gonna make from your affiliate programs. And that's gonna highly depend on one, what affiliate program you're promoting. So what is the average percentage or average commission that you're making for every sale? And two, what is the niche or the audience that you're promoting it to? So some audiences, like I said, are more valuable than others. And this can create a huge amount of income disparity when it comes to affiliate marketing. So I know that there are YouTubers out here who actually only do affiliate marketing and even bloggers who only do affiliate marketing. But if you notice deep down into exactly what niche they're in, you will see that they're probably in one of the niches which make a lot of money, such as tech, software, finance, as well as entrepreneurship, because these audiences tend to be the most valued in general. Okay, so when it comes to affiliate marketing, there are two ways that you can go about it. Number one, you can start working with an individual affiliate program. So for example, if you love the brand Chanel, and I don't know if they have a individual affiliate program or not, but let's say you want to promote Chanel cosmetics and you just go and sign up on their website and you start making money off of the links that you use within your blog posts, right? And the other way for you to make money from affiliate marketing would be if you join what I like to call as aggregator platforms. So these are basically places where tons and tons of affiliate programs are present and you can kind of pick which one you like and go with that. So some of the common ones that, you know, a lot of bloggers use and love include Amazon Associates. Again, this is something which would work for you in pretty much everywhere in the world. Then you have Share a Sale, you have CJ, you have Flex Offers, Rakuten Marketing. All of these are some of the big names which cater to different niches and categories. Again, my personal favorite out of all of these is Share a Sale because I am in a niche that directly promotes a lot of marketing and business sort of related things, and I find the best ease of use on the Share a Sale platform. Personally speaking, I actually don't promote a lot of affiliate products, specifically on the Digital Empires blog, because I really believe in only promoting products that I really value and stand behind. I don't want to just make money for the heck of it by selling people crap. So what I do is that I stick to one or two prime affiliates that I promote. So the top three affiliates that I promote on my Digital Empires business is number one, a hosting affiliate. Now you might have seen a lot of bloggers promote Bluehost, but honestly, from the experience I had with them, I really don't recommend people go with that. So I generally tend to recommend either HostGator or SiteGround, depending on where you are in your blogging journey. And then I also promote Canva as well as Tailwind, because these are two products that I absolutely love and stand behind. I also occasionally promote other products that I use, such as Teachable or ConvertKit. But again, these are a little bit more advanced and not necessarily relevant to every new beginner. If you want to check out what tools I'm promoting, you can just simply type in digitalempires.co/tools, and you're going to get a list of all of the different affiliates that I'm promoting at the moment. But my top three in terms of the income that they make tend to be the hosting platform, Canva, as well as Tailwind, and I tend to generally focus on those three. Okay, the next stream of income is blog advertising. Now, I guess advertising is something that all of us are familiar with. You probably would have seen an ad before this video started. Now, when it comes to blogging ads, they are no different from ads run on YouTube, for example, where a certain percentage of views is what determines how much you make in ads. Now, much like affiliate marketing, blog advertising is also dependent on the niche that you're in. There are niches which have a really high revenue per mille, which means revenue per 1,000 views, and there are niches which don't offer that much. So for example, if you are in a hobby niche, which is relatively small, you're not gonna make an ad revenue as much as somebody with a bigger niche would. But the second thing that matters here a lot is also the amount of traffic that you generate, as well as where that traffic is coming from. So for example, if you're someone based in India or let's say Indonesia, and you have a blog that gets 100,000 page views a month, you will likely make less income irrespective of the niche that you're in compared to someone who has a blog based in the UK or in the US, where generally revenue per 1,000 viewers is higher. Now the reason behind this is similar to what I said earlier, and that is some audiences are more valuable for advertisers versus the others because of the average amount of money they can make selling products and services in that audience, right? So the average disposable income of someone in India is obviously going to be different compared to the average disposable income of someone in the UK, and this makes a difference in your ad income as well. So a lot of the times people don't know this, but when they start out creating their blogs, they just focus on their own country or their own region, but they realize later on that they're not able to join any ad networks because they need to have, you know, traffic that's coming in from higher income countries, which is basically mostly the developed or the Western world. And when you don't have traffic coming in from higher income countries, it basically tends to either block you out of ad platforms, or it's going to lead you to not create as much of an income in your blogging business. So my first experience with blogging income was when I qualified to join MediaWine, which is one of the most prominent networks for advertisers and also publishers and bloggers. And you might already be familiar with it if you follow a couple of high traffic blogs. And when I joined, the eligibility criteria for them was about 25,000 page sessions a month, or 30,000, I'm not exactly sure, but now they've increased that to 50,000 sessions a month. And one of the concerns they shared with me was that because I had a significant percentage of an audience which was coming in from India and other places in Asia, I might not make as much money as other advertisers do. And that was totally okay with me as long as I got accepted and was still able to monetize. So for example, my revenue per 1,000 views tends to be around $15 to $20, which is significantly high. But I also know of bloggers whose RPM tends to be around $40 or $50 because the majority of the traffic comes from high income countries and they're in a niche which is very advertiser friendly. So when you are creating a blog and you're thinking about starting a blog, you always want to think about, you know, where is your traffic going to be coming in from? Which market are you going to cater to? How much money is in that market depending on the way that you plan to monetize your blog, as well as what are the best ways for your niche to be monetized. Now, the thing that I love about blog advertising is that once you set it up, it is fairly passive. So even though I'm not creating any new content, for example, on my travel website since quite a while, and because of, you know, everything that's been happening in the last few years, it has still been generating, you know, a recurring passive income every single month, which is amazing. Now, it doesn't matter how much that income is because that's really going to depend on what the traffic and the ad spend looks like for that month. But what's important here is that you're able to generate a consistent source of income even when you're not actively working. And recently on my Digital Empires blog, I also joined AdSense just to kind of see if that makes sense to have on my blog. And I already made about like 20 euros, which is not a lot, but it's about 5 euros a day that my blog is making passively from free traffic that I'm not doing anything to generate. So all the traffic that's coming in from Google, from Pinterest, from all the different sources of, you know, search engines, etc., is kind of getting monetized through ads on both of my websites now. And that's bringing in a healthy change every single month on autopilot. So I don't have to specifically go out there and do anything specific every single month besides make sure that my blog posts are updated and they are still ranking and they're doing well on Pinterest as well as on Google. Okay, the third source of income that I want to talk about is here on this channel, which is YouTube advertising. Now, when you are a YouTuber who has about 1,000 followers and a certain number of watch hours, I believe it was 4,000 watch hours when I first joined, and I was able to join this at the end of 2020. I think it was winter 2020. So I've been with them for about a year and a half, and it makes a pretty solid income on its own as well. So I usually average anywhere between $800 to $1,200 a month from YouTube ads, and I find that to be amazing because sometimes and some months I'm actually not creating any active content, but because the search engine is always running, because people are always looking for things on YouTube, videos are always getting placed in front of people, there are always ads that are running on those videos and are generating this passive income as well. So anybody who has a blog and, you know, is kind of looking to expand into different sources of income, I would highly recommend complementing your blog with a YouTube channel and collaborating those two together, because together they can actually make a lot more money for you because you have multiplied the amount of people you're reaching. reaching. So you're able to reach people with the text format, which is through your blog posts, but you're also able to reach people with the video format, which is through videos on YouTube. And personally, from my experience, I'm someone who loves consuming content in many different ways. I love listening to podcasts, for example. I love reading blog posts, and I also enjoy watching videos. So I know for a fact that I'm a perfect example of someone who consumes content in various different ways and likes that. So if you're someone who, you know, is planning to start a blog or has already a blog, you should definitely think of considering to add a YouTube channel as a source of side income. And even though I had not expected this YouTube channel to make me any money, because initially the thought was to be able to grow my audience and to nurture the people that I wanted to be in my community, this channel now makes a pretty regular passive income, and that's when my channel is not even that big. So currently my channel is close to 15k subscribers, and I'm able to generate around an average of $1,000 a month from this channel. So you can just imagine the potential for YouTube creators, specifically creators who have bigger audiences. And again, this is something that continues to make money for you in the background. So even when I'm not creating new YouTube videos, my channel is still making money every single day and every single month. And that is something which I absolutely love, because as a blogger and as a business owner, I really love passive income. I understand that there's this stigma around passive income where people think that passive income is just free income, and you know, you just kind of put in $1 and you make 10 the next. That's not true. Passive income does require time, strategy, and effort, but it can absolutely be something realistic and achievable if you set it up in the right way. So was I making $1,000 a month from this YouTube channel at the beginning of my journey? No. And I didn't make anything for the first 9 or 10 months, I believe, until I joined the YouTube Partner Program, which is basically a fancy way of saying that you partner with them on Google AdSense, and then Google AdSense runs, you know, ads on your videos and then gives you a certain percentage of it every single month. But if you're an existing content creator, or you're someone who is anyway planning to add different sources of income to your blog or to your business, you should absolutely consider YouTube advertising as one of them. Okay, moving on, this brings me to the fourth source of income that I have, which is my own products / online courses. Now, I sell a combination of digital products like templates, workbooks, etc., as well as online courses on my website, digitalempires.co, and it is primarily aimed for creators, marketers, as well as small business owners who are looking to grow their traffic with Pinterest, as well as build their blogging businesses. So it's a very, very specific audience that I cater to, and I have intentionally set it up to be this way. Now, the first time when I actually experienced digital product was when I bought an ebook from a blogger, which is pretty famous in the blogging world. Her name's Ruth Sakoop, and she has an ebook called How to Blog for Profit Without Selling Your Soul, or something like this. And I bought it off, I don't know if it was Amazon or off her site, for probably like $10 or $15. And I read that on, you know, a plane journey, and I was traveling at the moment. And keep in mind, this is a time when I was making $0 from my blog. So I had no idea that this whole world existed. And that was the first product that introduced me to the world of online marketing and to the world of blogging. And I'm so thankful for having discovered that. And it was also something that I could just consume in my own time. I probably finished that book in like a couple of hours on the plane, and I was so pumped up after I read it. I had like notes written out, I had a whole strategy, and shortly after reading that ebook is when I decided to go all in and start a new blog. And since then, I have invested in tons of ebooks, courses, workshops, challenges, coaching, and all sorts of different things in order to help my business grow. So I would be the last person to say that this has been all me. I have absolutely taken help at whatever stage was possible and that I knew would help me get to the next step, because the fact is that you don't know what you don't know. So there are people who have already done things, there are people who have already figured out all of your problems, there are people who are already at the level of income as well as business where you aspire to be. So if you can take those learnings from them and save time and not make any of those mistakes, I think it's 1000% worth it. So that was my kind of introduction to digital products, and then I tested out my own product with my travel website, where I launched an ebook. It was called the Europe Trip Plan, and I launched it for like $5 or $10. I'm not exactly sure what the amount was. And I think I sold it to a really small email list of about 300 or 400 people, which I had just been kind of, you know, creating for this launch. And I think I had about 20 or 30 sales, and I made like a couple of $100 that weekend. And I was super excited about it, because it was just fascinating to me that you could sell your knowledge in exchange for, you know, creating an income online. And that was my introduction to this world. And this is back in 2018 when I was, you know, doing the travel blogging thing and all of that. And that kind of sort of introduced me to more digital products, specifically online courses. And I absolutely love this model because it's a way for me to package all of the information and the knowledge that I have, provide the support that I want to provide, as well as be paid for my time, but not have to do it in a one-on-one capacity. Now, I know that there are people who love one-on-one services and they love jumping on calls and they love being available in a one-on-one capacity. And for me personally, it was more important that I was able to impact a larger amount of audience so that they could then go and build their own businesses and impact more people instead of working with a small pool every single month. Now, as a one-on-one service provider, you kind of get capped out because eventually there are only so many clients that you can have every month, right? Because I mean, you have limited hours in the day. But when it comes to an online course or even digital products, you can help an infinite number of people. You can help anyone who needs your help. And this is the reason why when I started Digital Empires, it was pretty clear to me that my focus was going to be on building my own product suite and really catering to a certain segment and a certain audience that I wanted to cater to. And I've been testing a lot and it hasn't all been easy. So when I first launched my first online course, I remember that I think I made only like 2 or 3 sales and I just wanted to crawl into a hole and just disappear after that because it was just so humiliating because I had spent so much money behind this launch and I had pinned such high expectations from this that when it didn't perform, it really was like a slap in my face. But much like any other business owner will tell you, chances are your first product is probably not going to be a bestseller, right? You are going to have to work on it and improve on it. And turns out I have improved on that product and that product is now Pinfluencer Academy and it now has served 400 plus entrepreneurs all around the world. So it just goes on to show that even if your first, you know, foray into digital products or into creating your own product is a failure, it doesn't mean that you are a failure at the end of the day because at least you tried and now you know what could be improved and, you know, done better in the next launch. So in comparison to all of my other income streams, this income stream also takes the majority of my time because I am pretty active inside of my student communities. I love updating my resources, updating, you know, the content that I create inside of the courses, as well as helping my students as much as possible so that they can get the best results in the shortest amount of time. And so it is not a very passive model per se, as I would like it to be, because it does require an exchange of time as well. However, it's still not as high an exchange of time as it would be if I was to monetize my blog with services. So if you're someone like me who would like to impact a larger amount of people and have income streams that are working for you even when you don't work, then yes, selling your own products, whether they are physical products or digital products, could actually be a great idea for you to make money with your blog, even if you are just starting out and even if you just have a small audience or a small email list that is following you and subscribe to you. So that's the 4 main income streams that my blog has. I also have tinier income streams, which kind of are up and down. So I recently started a free class on Skillshare, which kind of brings in a couple of dollars because I've only had it for like a few weeks and I have done absolutely nothing to promote it. But it's again another income stream that kind of works even when I am not actively doing anything about it. Another income stream that tends to fluctuate up and down depending on whether I'm actively pursuing it or not is sponsorships or brand deals. This is something when you partner up with a company, a business, a brand, a product or a service, and you essentially promote them on your blog and you talk about them, you share stuff about them on social media, and in exchange for that, you know, content as well as shout outs, you get a certain percentage of money. Now, if I'm being honest, in the last 2 years, I really haven't focused on brand deals or sponsorships as a huge, you know, sort of part of my journey. The reason being, again, that I love creating and doing things that are going to make money for me over and over again, instead of just doing stuff that's going to make money for me only once. This episode is brought to you by Pinfluencer Academy, the only marketing program and community that will help you grow and monetize your influence with Pinterest. If you're ready to fast track your success, then you'll find the link to our free Pinterest training in the description box. See you there.